Restaurant, bar, and hotel owners in New Orleans are scattered far from the welcoming places they usually provide for visitors, but many already are turning their attention to returning home and reawakening the allure that the Crescent City holds for tourists from around the world. Rachel Walton and her husband Eric own the Bohemian Armadillo Bed and Breakfast in New Orleans. Their inn is located in the Faubourg Marigny section of the city, two blocks from the French Quarter. They evacuated to Austin, Texas, where Rachel joins us by phone. Rachel, what do you know about the condition of your B&B?
From what I've seen of aerial shots, we've had some roof damage in the part that we live in, but it seems to be fine and standing.
What are your hopes for being able to return to New Orleans and actually reopen your place?
I want to get there as soon as possible. We have a big job ahead of us. We have to house people coming in to help rebuild the city now.
What are you going to do in the meantime?
In the meantime, I'm picking up some temporary work here and there. I'm working for a music festival coming up, trying to continue that, doing temporary work.
Mm-hmm. What's your husband been doing?
My husband does entertainment law, and currently he's talking to other attorneys here in Austin about getting some possible contract work and hopefully finding the musicians that he worked with.
Are you finding a lot of musicians that have come up from New Orleans now in Austin?
Yes. It's almost like being back in our neighborhood. You know, we're seeing people, our neighbors, our some of the bartenders and sax players. It's really nice to run into the people that we know and just hug each other and say, hey, are you all right?
Mm. Were you and your husband the only people who worked in the B&B? Did you have employees?
No, it was just the two of us. It was truly a mom-and-pop joint.
Uh-huh. But now you're the task of rebuilding, fixing that roof and getting started pretty much from scratch?
Hopefully not. It's obviously going to be a really, really hard job, but I think we owe it to New Orleans and the Marigny to go back and rebuild and get back to some kind of normalcy.
But do you think the city can ever be the same?
No. We're going to try to be together. And, the thing about New Orleans that makes New Orleans is the neighborhoods and the people, and we're all sticking together, and we'll be back.
Rachel Walton and her husband Eric own the Bohemian Armadillo Bed and Breakfast in New Orleans. She spoke with us from Austin, Texas. Thanks a lot, Rachel. Good luck to you.
Thank you very much.